WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
In hour number three of the program here on Thursday, the final day of July, the first day of the feast. And if you are going to be heading out to the feast this weekend, well, you can send us pictures and videos of all the festivities on the WBSM app. Just open it up and there's a send audio video button on the app. You can also use the app chat feature and send it on over. And maybe we'll compile together a little photo gallery at WBSM.com and on the app. So there's a lot of new things that will be offered, new foods, new drinks. You heard them talking about it yesterday with Chris. But I think the biggest news for a lot of folks will be the idea that you can now use your debit card or credit card right at all the Baracas, right at all the stands. So that'll be a huge game changer. For some of us, it might also be a little bit dangerous because standing in line for more tickets might make you think, do I really need that extra glass of Madeira wine? Do I really need that extra natas now that they have those this year? I mean, do I need that? Should I just call it a day now? But now, and you don't have to wait for line for tickets, you can say, yep, blink, blink, blink. People are going to have, oh, let me get this round. You know, there's going to be a lot of that. But as long as everybody is festing responsibly, it's all good. All right, so 508-996-0500. We were talking about a number of things, including last hour. I played the clip of the mayor and Chris going back and forth regarding citizenship for police officers. And I'm sure Chris will have more to say on that coming up at 9 on South Coast Now. By the way, if you missed the programming note earlier, no Barry today. He's using one of his vacation days. Because Brian and Ken and Paul and everybody's a little bit busy. So we're going to have some network programming for you. From 12 to 2, we'll go live to, I think it's Hugh Hewitt. But we'll go live to that. And then at 2 o'clock, we will pick up the very first hour of the Howie Carr Show live. So normally you don't get to hear that first hour because Barry's still on until 3. And then we used to replay it after Howie ended at 6, but now Brian's on at 6. So you don't really get to hear that first hour unless you go back and listen to Howie's podcast. Well, today you'll get to hear it. And then Brian will be on at 6 p.m. with a new edition of Brian's Beat. But another thing that came up in the conversation yesterday between the mayor and Chris was the longevity pay. And as I mentioned, New Bedford Light had a story. An online publication, a local online publication, had a story in which they had the total amount of what has been paid out at least as far back as the records go, which is only really the last 20 years. $63,500 has been paid out in longevity pay to elected officials over the last 20 years. Councilor Brian Gomes, $12,350 is the person who received the most longevity pay. Assessor Marty Tredup, not that far behind at $11,550. Councilor David Alves, $7,450. Councilor John Saunders, $63.50. Councilor Jane Gonzalez, $45.50. Assessor Peter Bertume, $44.50. Councilor David Garatowski, $3,900. Councilor Linda Morad, $3,900. And then, you know, goes down from there. But and you can see the graph on that local online publication's website. I'm being facetious. I'm not going to be petty about that. But the Light story originally said that the city would not be seeking reimbursement of those funds. But the mayor said with Chris yesterday that was actually inaccurate, because Chris had come on and said that the city had told him that they would be seeking it. And the mayor said, no, they are. He said New Bedford Light had it incorrect, that they will be seeking it. And so New Bedford Light later went in and made a correction into the story and on their Facebook post to reflect that, and said that the story has been corrected to indicate that New Bedford Mayor John Mitchell will seek a reimbursement of longevity pay given to city elected officials since 2019. The city is still formulating a plan on how it would collect or enforce those reimbursements. So I might have missed, if he explained it yesterday, even though I was listening, why they would only go back to 2019. Because some of those counselors got a significant amount. Is that because they're only going back to when some of these folks weren't there anymore? I don't know. Because would you want to see, you know, somebody like Dennis Lawrence have to pay back that amount of money when, you know, he's not a current counselor? Or Jane Gonzalez, or is there anybody that's not currently in one of these elected roles, would you hold them to the same accountability as you would, say, Councillor Gomes, Councillor Morad? I don't know that there should be a difference. But also, they could take money that they're getting paid from the city now for their position and utilize that to pay back the city, as opposed to these other folks, you know, have to take money out of maybe their savings, maybe, you know what I mean? So maybe that factors into it. I don't know. But I kind of think it's an all or nothing if you want to be fair about it. On the other side of it, did people know that they were doing something wrong? Did they know they were getting money that they shouldn't have been able to get? I think really the only indictment there, and I don't mean that in the legal sense, but in the conversational sense, is to say, well, if you were told, counselors, that the reason why you didn't get this pay for 2024 at the end of December was because it had been learned that you shouldn't have gotten that pay and you never should have received that pay, why then did at least two counselors that we know of want to put that back on, file a motion to try to get that reinstated? Did they disagree with that legal assessment? Did they disagree with the city solicitor's assessment of whether or not elected officials were owed that longevity pay? I don't know, because they haven't talked about it outside of, you know, an impassioned speech on the council floor calling the mayor a scumbag, basically. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. From what I was listening to when the mayor spoke yesterday, it sounds like he's not going to do much about it. And what I heard, he said he can't claw back at all. He can't claw. They can't go way back. And they're just looking into it right now anyway. So it's like all the rest of the things he does. I can guarantee you when this is all said and done, nobody's going to pay anything back. In fact, I think that people are going to be reimbursed. He really doesn't care about that, really. He's trying to say that it was something that was a mistake on the city's part. Actually, it shouldn't have happened. You know, watch, mark my words, when it's all said and done, this will be another thing that we don't get money back.
Well, I think you might see some folks who do decide to give something, especially people who got nominal amounts. You know, if somebody only got like a $450 payment, you know, you might see somebody like that write a check back to the city like the mayor did. But I was listening. I heard him say that they are looking into seeking reimbursement. He's not sweeping it under the rug.
Well, Tim, I'm willing to put bet money with you because I know how he operates by now. If you don't know how he operates by now.
But also the question is, how easy would it be to get that money back? You know, it's like he said, I did hear him say, you know, it's not worth the legal fight. It's not enough money to make it worth having to seek legal means to get this money back. So you're not going to go and sue somebody to get this money back because it would cost you more than the money you'd get returned.
But that's what he's always got an excuse. But like I said,
I don't think that's an excuse. I think that's would you want to see them spend $200,000 to try to get $63,000 back?
Well, look what happened with the wood, please. And then the guy, I don't want to say names, ended up moving slowly out the door and then out totally from the city working. He moved over to Volk. He left the city hall. And relatives shouldn't be working together in city hall, my opinion. And another thing is, now you got me going. I'm trying to remember what I was going to say. And even I spoke with somebody about the Portuguese feast money, and they were on the board at one point, and they said that he couldn't believe it when he heard that the mayor had put ABBA fund money for that because they have enough money to take care of themselves, way enough money, well enough. So that, to me, was a wrong move. I'm sorry. There's a lot of things that are wrong. Oh, what I wanted to say, if those people knew what they were getting, just like when they sent me the $600 card loaded during COVID and I didn't take it, I sent it back. I could have easily just go to the bank and take that money that they sent me with a PIN. They said you have to pick a PIN, and it was loaded, the card. I knew it wasn't mine because it was for people that were working, and I wasn't working. So right away, I called the back of the number, and I said, this is not mine. That's what you do. If you have integrity, you don't keep it and spend it. And a lot of people got away with that. The only ones they went after on COVID was the ones that took big money to made believe they had businesses.
Right,
and
yeah.
And they were hiring people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they persecuted them, and they still didn't even retrieve all that money back. But, you know, this is BS. Either you have integrity or you don't. It's the bottom line.
Did the government send out cards? I didn't know about that.
They
I know
did.
They sent out.
Yeah.
I know they sent out payments, but I didn't know that they sent out cards.
No, the cards. I did get. You were entitled to the payment. Everybody got those checks.
Right, but mine came as a check. It didn't come as a card.
No, because this was for people that were working, and they were. I forgot the name of what it was called. They sent you a Bank of America card with $600 preloaded on it from the government, and all you have to do is pick a PIN, and I would have had $600 every week. I don't know I can't remember if it was weekly or monthly, but I could have just picked my PIN and just took the money. In fact, I even called Chris's show and discussed that with him. And I even told him that I wasn't going to keep it. I was going to return it back, call them back and tell them it didn't belong to me. It was for people that were working. It was somebody might be able to call in that got it. It was a card. It was like a debit card, exactly what it was. That's why I left it there for a couple of weeks on the table because I used that bank. I thought they were sending me another a new debit card of my own, you know. And I said I better go open that and look at it. And when I did, that's what it was. It was the money from the government. Not the check you're talking about. This is separate for people that were working. Because remember when nobody could work, when COVID was full-blown,
mm-hmm.
and we were locked down and all that? They did send that out.
I think we're just getting too in the weeds for something that happened 5 years ago. But back to your point about, you know, the trying to get back the money for the longevity pay. I think it's worth an effort to at least try to say, hey, you were wrong to get this, and see at least who wants to write a check back. Would you have more respect for somebody that said, here, I'm going to give you back some of this money? I can't give you back everything that I got in this pay, but here's some of it back.
No, I think they should return it all. Whether it takes a little time, they make a payment plan, they need to return it all. Because if it happened to me, that's how it would be. It's all or nothing.
Well, that's what people are saying in the comments. They're saying, you know, if this was my property taxes, I wouldn't get a break. I'd be responsible for everything. So
That's right. And we're going to watch. Mark my words. We'll see what happens with this. But I can guarantee you I'll put money on it. I know how he operates already. And, you know, I hate to tell you, but I'm so sorry I voted him in for 4 years. Whatever. It's too late now.
Well, you got 2 years left, so.
Yeah, thank you, Tim.
You have a good day.
You have a good weekend.
Bye-bye. I got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. Welcome back in. That is Terrence Trent D'Arby. Well, formerly known as Terrence Trent D'Arby. Now he's known as Sananda Maitreya. And that is, I say this all the time whenever I play that song, but if you look at the video for Wishing Well, one of the all-time greatest entrances into a music video. He just slides into the frame and it's dead on perfect. I don't know how many takes it took, but it's very impressive. You know what else is impressive? The authentic sizzling Mexican flavor at Caliente Mexican Grill in Dartmouth and now on Kings Highway in New Bedford. Whether you're in the mood for tacos, fajitas, burritos, and their fan favorite, Barilla Tacos, at Caliente, every dish is made with fresh ingredients and bursting with flavor. Plus, their friendly staff is always ready to welcome you. Check out their newest location in New Bedford on Kings Highway. Visit MexicanGrillCaliente.com for the full menu or to order online. Caliente Mexican Grill in Dartmouth and now in New Bedford on Kings Highway. Come for the food, stay for the fiesta. And we're going to go into the newsroom now and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts, and then we can talk more with you on the other side. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. But take it away, Mike.
Life in prison for a Colorado dentist. WWE's Vince McMahon accused of reckless driving, and AI helping to improve healthcare.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Colorado dentist accused of slowly poisoning his wife to death will spend the rest of his life in prison. It took the jury about 8 hours to find James Craig guilty, and the judge sentenced him to life in prison without the possibility of parole yesterday. Investigators in Aurora say that Craig killed his wife, Angela, by poisoning her protein shakes with a deadly mixture of cyanide and other drugs. Craig poisoned her numerous times, including a final dose while she was in the hospital with doctors trying to figure out her illness. A Texas man whose father was found frozen in a sealed freezer will spend up to 10 years behind bars. David Gibson of San Antonio found guilty of a number of tampering charges, but not murder. It is still unclear how his dad died. The corpse was discovered during a welfare check. At the time, the sheriff said Gibson was impersonating his father to cash his checks. Artificial intelligence is being seen as a promising tool to cure diseases. Doctors in Northern California have developed AI assistance to help in their research.
Using AI to generate ideas, to seed experiments in the lab, it's just a very natural, in my mind, a no-brainer.
That's Dr. John Pack with the Chan Zuckerberg BioHub Network in San Francisco. He says AI won't replace human researchers, but they will assist by handling tasks like coding, modeling, and attending meetings. Doctors at Stanford University helped create the AI team to increase the productivity of researchers, allowing them to focus on new treatments. A third suspect in a viral Cincinnati brawl is now in custody. 39-year-old Jermaine Matthews arrested and booked on aggravated riot and assault charges. Video of the weekend incident spread across social media showing a man and a woman being physically attacked by a group of people. Two other suspects, 34-year-old Montanez Merriweather and 24-year-old Dakira Vernon, also booked this week. The FBI is also investigating the incident. Former Vice President Kamala Harris will not be running for governor of California in 2026. In a statement, Harris said she gave serious thought to making a run, but ultimately decided not to enter the race. Harris said for now her leadership in public service will not be in elected office, saying she will share more details about her own plans in the coming months. This comes as speculation remains regarding a possible run again for the White House in 2028. A new study claims children who get a smartphone before the age of 13 have a higher suicide risk than other children.
Researchers in Virginia tracked over 100,000 smartphone users ages 18 to 24 and found those who had smartphones before the age of 13 showed much higher rates of suicidal thoughts and emotional issues. It found girls were especially affected, with 48% of those who got phones at an early age reporting suicidal thoughts. It also showed the impact of early smartphone use was worldwide, but that English-speaking countries reported the most severe effects. If you or anyone you love is in need of help, the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline can be reached 24/7 by calling or texting 988. I'm Michael Kastner.
Radioactive wasps were discovered at a nuclear facility in South Carolina. According to a report from the Department of Energy, radiological control operations discovered a wasp nest on a post near a tank at the Savannah River site earlier this month. Officials said the nest was sprayed to kill the wasps, and after it was probed, a moderately high level of radiation was detected. Former WWE boss Vince McMahon facing charges after a multi-car crash in Connecticut last Thursday. According to Connecticut State Police, McMahon was driving one of three vehicles involved in the crash in Westport, where he reportedly rear-ended another car and then crashed into a wooden beam guardrail. No injuries were reported. McMahon was issued a misdemeanor summons for reckless driving and following too closely, resulting in an accident. He was released shortly after posting bond and will be back in court on August 26th.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox crushed the Twins yesterday, 13-1. Sox off tonight. They'll host the Astros tomorrow night at Fenway at 7:10.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Clouds and showers throughout your day today, 78 in the upper 60s tonight. Showers and a stray thunderstorm tomorrow, 68. Weekend looking sunny and dry, 75 to 80 both Saturday and Sunday. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
If you want to call in and chime in. And there's an article at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app that I want to point your attention to, and maybe you don't care, maybe you do, but there's an article written by our friend Large Dave, and Large Dave works in another market, but we like to share some of his content on our site, and he wrote an article remembering the beloved buffet at Mohegan Sun. And I never went to the Mohegan Sun buffet, but I went to the Foxwoods buffet with my parents when I turned, actually it was after I turned 21, because I didn't move out on my own until I was 23. And then at that point in time, I still had never been to Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun. And I remember one Friday night, my parents were just like, hey, we're going down. Do you want to join us? And I said, nah, I'm not really a gambler. And they said, well, we're going to go to the buffet. And I said, well, buffet, what do they have there? And when they told me, I said, sure, I'll go. I don't have anything else going on. So we went down and I got to experience it. And I went a couple more times just really for that. Again, I'm not a gambler. So it was fun to kind of walk around and do some different stuff. But I was there going mainly to eat. And then I didn't go back for 25 years. And of course, in that time, we had the pandemic, and I never got to go back to the buffet again because they stopped doing it. So I never went to the Mohegan one at all. But I guess now they have like a buffet for like the high rollers. I've been to that. But other than that, you know, it's not like you have the what you had before. So Large Dave, anyway, wrote an article just kind of remembering the beloved buffet at Mohegan Sun. So you can read that if you have fond memories of it as well. But I mean, I once wrote an article about how I missed the Wendy's Super Bar. And there are young people that have no idea what a Super Bar is. They don't even know that they once had an all-you-can-eat buffet at Wendy's. But it was none of the regular food that you would get. It wasn't burgers and fries and things like that, although they did have the chili on there. But it was tacos. It was pasta. It was very strange. The 90s were a weird time. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
My opinion is that the mayor had paid his money back. All those that received it should send it back also. If not, put a lien on their properties.
So in the case of some of these folks who have $12,000, $13,000 that they've received, you want them to pay all of that back?
All of it. If not, put a lien on their property. If it was me, on my taxes, they would be on me with the man letters.
Right.
Put the man letters on them also.
Would you be just on that vein, would you be okay with them doing it like on a payment plan? Because not everybody can come up with, you know, $13,000 in one shot.
Well, I mean, they make $50,000 a year plus they get other jobs. I would demand it right away.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. If you want to call in, 508-996-0500. I'm just trying to, you know, gauge of how much people would be willing to accept the idea that this isn't necessarily the fault of the people that took it. And if you believe that they didn't realize they were doing anything wrong, I mean, if they realized that they were and they said, this doesn't seem right to me, maybe they put that money into an account and they said, I'm not going to touch that because there's a time that they might ask for that back. But I don't think that's the case. I think a lot of them just felt like, well, I guess I get this. And so they took it and they probably looked at it as a bonus, especially because they get it at the end of the year, probably use it to pay off some Christmas bills or something. So I don't know that they, you know, would have that money to, I mean, that might be a fine, I get it. I get that they have regular jobs in some cases, and then they get paid for being on the council, but still expecting somebody to give $10,000, $12,000, $13,000 back in one shot might be a little bit difficult. I'd be willing to give them a payment plan for it. Let's take another call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Can you tell me the route of the parade Sunday and the time?
I know it steps off at 2 p.m. from Brooklawn Park. Give me one second because I know that Jim Phillips had it in his story, and I'm just going to pull that up real fast. It will leave at 2 p.m. from Brooklawn, and hold on, it's loading up. So I'm just scrolling down. Hang on. My computer's a little slow. Because I got so many windows open. Okay, so the parade steps off from 2 p.m. at Brooklawn Park. It goes south on Acushnet Avenue to Earl Street. And then it takes a left on Earl to Madera Avenue and then to the Feast Grounds.
Okay. Thank you, Tim.
No
Have
problem.
A good day.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I mean, I guess if you want to know the parade route, that's probably the roads where the painted lines are, right? You know, once you get off Acushnet Avenue. But that makes sense now that I think about it, because Earl Street's where the gates are, right? And then you go down, I think it's two blocks. It might be one block. I don't know. It might just be a long block. But I drove through there yesterday because I had to bring something over to the broadcast while they were over at the Museum of Modern Heritage. And then I drove through again this morning to see like how set up everything was and how closed off everything was. And, you know, you can see they've got everything all out and ready to go. They're ready. They're just waiting for you. coming down a little bit later when the festivities actually kick off. All right, so 508-996-0500. I've got to get a couple more breaks in here before the end of the show. We'll have Chris McCarthy coming up with South Coast Now back in the studio and taking your calls. And then we will have some network programming for Barry today, and then he'll be back tomorrow to wrap up the week, just using one of his summer vacation days. We'll have Howie Carr, and we will have Brian's Beat coming up later on at 6. Let me take this call here before I get to take the break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Sam. Steely, can I speak for 1 second?
Sure.
Okay. You know, you're talking about, you know, I just want to bring up that people don't realize that Naomi Connie, when she worked for the sheriff, plus being a city councilor, she was making over $100,000 a year. So she was making, like, what, in the 70s for the sheriff? Another 30 or whatever it is for the city council. So they do have the money. I don't, you know what I mean? And she also said that she wasn't going to take the raise, the 44%. That's why she got elected. I mean, they're just blowing smoke out of people's behinds now. That's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, I don't know that. All right. I was just going to say, I don't know that people necessarily have. I mean, in her case, it's $900 and something. So I'm sure she can probably come up with that money. But I just don't know that even if somebody makes $100,000 a year, that they've got an extra 12 or 13 grand kicking around.
I don't know. I realize that, but everything is taught in mirrors now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like Shanine said, you know that the mayor, how he works. People forget. This ain't his first mistake. Do the right thing for the people, that's all. And you're right, we're stuck with them for two more years. Thank you.
All right, have a good day. And, hey, listen, 2 years flies by, right? I got to take a break because the time is flying by and I got to get this break in. We'll be back in just a few moments. And you know, yeah, I might get you where I want you, but I want to see the kids get to school and they might need you to do that. That might be a little bit of a convoluted segue, but you get what I'm saying. Trembly Bus Company is looking for school bus drivers, van drivers, monitors, and even bus mechanics. If you're looking to make some extra money, or perhaps you want to work around your kid's school schedule, or maybe you're retired and you just want to get out of the house, Trembly Bus Company is hiring for all those positions right now. You can apply at tbcbus.com, tbcbus.com. Trembly Bus Company, tbcbus.com. Let me take a phone call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
You had a question out there about whether these council people should pay the money back. Actually, I'm of the opinion they shouldn't. I think that there's a process that was wrong. I don't think people stole the money or people did something negligent, or I just think that they were caught into a system that paid it out, and I think that the city could absorb the money that you're talking about versus putting the strap on somebody that was not their fault.
Yeah, I mean, I can see if this was somebody just getting accidentally overpaid, then you go and you say, hey, I think my paycheck is more than it's supposed to be, and they say, okay, you're right, and they take that money back. This is different. They thought this was something that they were entitled to based on the fact that that's what they were told.
Yeah, I think the city, you know, should be auditing its system. So whether, you know, if you're paying money out, you have a budget, and there's money in a budget for this, it's like, well, you know, it took how many years for this Jakes to figure this out? And okay, great that he figured it out, but it's hard to penalize people that are in the ground or people that are retired and 90 years old, or and even for the current, you know, council people. It's great if they volunteer to pay it back. That's up to them. But the mayor certainly can afford it, so he did. But, you know, you have other systems that in the city that seem to be wrong and need auditing regularly, like, you know, the website that said, you know, you can hire, we don't hire illegal aliens or you know, but and then all of a sudden that was changed because they'd already hired three. And, it's you know, the city has some auditing to do. Maybe should spend that money they were budgeted towards auditing. So, anyway.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think you're absolutely right. Thank you for the call.
You bet.
And that's an important point here is, yeah, let's make a lot of noise about the people who are currently receiving that payment or were, and let's make a lot of noise about whether or not they're going to pay that money back, because that can kind of distract you from the fact that nobody caught this for 20 years, at least. That for 20 years, nobody looked into this and said, hey, this doesn't sound right. Many, many people who were getting those benefits, the online news organization says in their report, they give you a list of all the people that got that in the last 20 years. And not one of those people said, hey, wait a minute. People who were assessors, right? You would think assessors are kind of on the ball when it comes to things financial. I'll give a city councilor the benefit of the doubt, especially because so many of those city councilors that receive those longevity payments were serving on the council at a time when the councilors were probably underpaid for the amount of work they had to do. This was pre, you know, they gave themselves a raise. It was before that. So, yeah, maybe, you know, they're not going to make a little bit of noise about it. But assessors, people whose job it is to look at the city's, you know, finances here, the coffers here, looking at how to what they should be charging other people, you think they would be cognizant of the fact of what they're getting from those same people. But I guess nobody wanted to bring it up. All right, let me get my final break in. We'll be back in just a few moments. Well, I know Chris is going to be talking more about the story that appeared in the local online news organization, so you can call in with him for questions of that. For decades, Royal Grill Restaurant on North Front Street in New Bedford has been known for their authentic Portuguese cuisine. Right now, they invite you to come check out their new Dinner for Two Thursday specials for just $38.95, like chicken and shrimp, chicken and ribs, steak Diane, stuffed fish filet, or filet with shrimp. All specials come complete with a bottle of wine, white, red, or rosé. Follow Royal Grill in New Bedford on Facebook for more daily specials. Royal Grill and Restaurant, Royal Taste, Portuguese Soul. Let's see if we can squeeze a call in. I got 1 minute left. What's on your mind? Hello, I got 1 minute left. What's on your mind?
Yes, I know. 1 minute. I called late. Sorry. I can get it in a minute. See, we should give all that money back and send it over to the Zyterian Theater, because they want to rebuild it now. And now, because school's coming, I saw all the ads on Facebook. They're begging for money for backpacks, pencils, erasers, and stuff like that, because the city of New Bedford can't afford that. You know, yeah, I'd rather fix the holes in the street, but the kids have to go to school. Isn't that pathetic? The mirror is so cheap. Thank you for the call. Have a great day, and happy first day of August tomorrow.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.
I don't know that we can blame the mayor for a shortage of things like backpacks and erasers and things like that, but certainly those things are needed every year. That's why there's so many great drives. We'll have some coming up that we'll tell you about as well, but right now I've got to turn things over to Chris McCarthy. And